Coming up, Ron Paul, Greenspan Bernanke should be criminally charged. Top globalist calls for a new financial world government to save us from the crises they've engineered. Your calls and a bunch of the financial news that's developed in the last few hours here as we track this historical activities that are taking place. I'll be back live this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated Sunday show on stations across the country, shortwave, internet, and satellite, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Your call is coming up in the next segment. We will also be going live at the 8 after at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all the PrisonPlanet.tv members, they'll have a live video feed. You can also see all the behind-the-scenes stuff going on here. Don't forget, all 19 of my films are up on PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, and the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships also fund our larger servers and make what we do here possible. Such a big part of the solution. Okay, going back to our guest, Cynthia. Been on with this now for about an hour and 50 minutes. This will make it just about 2 hours total airtime. In closing, I wanted to talk about the types of things that get into the vaccines, the different ways the vaccines are manufactured, even if it's being manufactured in a non-a protein environment from eggs or rhesus monkey kidneys. A lot of the seed stock is, and then that's passed on. You know, let's say if you're growing it in something, then you get all the other viruses and things it had before. They start replicating. All sorts of weird things grow in these giant petri dishes. Can you describe that for people just in the last 3 minutes?
Okay. Basically, vaccine facilities look like the Budweiser brewery. I mean, they have these big vats. They ferment stuff because most of the stuff they use now is like yeast recombinant DNA stuff, and so they use yeast to replicate whatever strain of the vaccine that they're using. So basically, if you walk in one of those facilities, and they really do have different yeast. I mean, I wasn't kidding. They actually do have yeast that we used to kind of grow up on the side, and some of us, you know, have little homemade beer things. And so basically, they put in different. They start out with something that, let's say, somebody's had a flu and they've cultured it out. But, you know, they culture it out with fetal calf serum and different things like that. And there's a lot of human, you know, products that they've, you know, that's been basically from people. And so there's all this extra little things attached. And I don't think they do a very good job of, like, separating out.
Well, it's just like Bayer with the HIV and the hepatitis in every dose of factor VIII. This is human blood. This is fetal tissue. This is fetal calf tissue. So it's rendered down into these liquid juices, but it's all in there.
Yeah, and then they put it in with the yeast and do the recombinant thing. And they use a lot of, believe it or not, they would run around to the hospitals and they collect the foreskins when they circumcise boys because those are like really good little young cells. And so they use those a lot to, you know, coat, you know, flasks and grow their viruses up.
And the Chinese are rendering up all sorts of stuff, even human parts for cosmetics.
Oh, yeah. And
God
they
knows.
Do abortions up until almost, you know, like 8 months or whatever. And they do testing on like ovaries and little female fetuses and stuff like that that aren't fully developed. There's a lot of, I should tell you the story about that. A friend of mine quit and went into real estate after she was working with a Chinese doctor on that.
Okay,
but,
I got to stop you. I keep saying we're going to let you go, that's too important to tell. See, folks, these doctors and scientists are so close to this, and she's a great patriot blowing the whistle here, but I've been around other scientists and doctors. It becomes very nonchalant. That's a huge area, and China admittedly sells political distance organs, does all of that. And I know I want to go to the calls and the financial news, but can we come back, and I promise at 15 after you'll be gone, can we come back and tell that story, and then we'll end it there?
Okay, and I can tell people how to not catch the flu. Wash your hands.
Okay, we'll come back and do that. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with our whistleblower, Cynthia, not her real name, on the other side. I know the callers don't mind holding. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about them using dead babies in all of this when we get back right here on the GCN Radio Network. Do you want the truth? Can you handle the truth? We'll be right back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Got about 51 and a half minutes left in this Friday transmission. Your calls coming up and a recap of the top financial news and some new big developments I'm here looking at. For the last 2 hours, we've been talking to Cynthia, and that, again, is not her name. She is a research scientist, and she has worked for in big pharma, in biotech engineering for vaccines and other drugs, and at high level for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And for those that are watching later on the Internet at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go back into the archives and hear the last 2 hours. It's been nothing short but amazing. But I continue to have to hold her longer because she just keeps bringing up such important information. Now, it is admitted that they are creating animal-human cross-species clones, but they claim in the media they're killing them at different embryonic phases. And they are claiming that they can legally do this because they're not completely human. And then going back over 10 years ago, major British papers and others reported that quietly biotech firms, especially in China, Hong Kong, South Korea, where there's really no control, they have been creating animal-human hybrids in the embryonic phase and implanting them in cows. They're part bovine, or they have genetic traits of cows, so that they're not rejected And also they can grow the humanoids up larger in utero in the cow. Now, that's all in the medical literature. I mean, that's going on. And then, you know, they announced, oh, hey, decades ago, we really created human clones, embryonic form. You know, cloning's been going on a long time. They just announced it like they were talking about motor oil prices or the price of milk. You're just very nonchalant. So a lot of this is going on, human hybrids with spiders, with monkeys, with apes, and pigs, and just on and on and on to get heart valves out of the pigs that look almost, you know, I mean, visibly look like a pig but have a lot of human traits so that the heart valves won't be rejected. The point is this can give rise to a lot of superviruses, mutations that get into bacteria, they spread. I mean, there's just endless Pandora's box in all this as they play Russian roulette. In the last few minutes we had, you were bringing up a colleague who quit. You talk about so many quitting. You know, you leaving Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation recently because you couldn't handle it morally. And you left Big Pharma going there thinking you could, you know, that this would be something moral. So it's this quest, leaving and your friend leaving, going into real estate because of working with, a Chinese firm or Chinese doctor dealing with babies. And China is with the late-term abortions and with reports of people that have more than one child grabbing the children being used in all of this and cosmetics, rendered flesh of dead prisoners and others being used in cosmetics. So the dehumanization really getting bad. So spend a few minutes on that.
Well, you're talking about chimeras. And that's one reason I left the lab and started working more, you know, in the administrative side, because basically, they were genetically altering mice. There's things called skid mice that have lupus and, you know, just bizarre things like that. So there's all this human diseases in animals, and I just started like, no, I don't want to be, who knows, you know, how I could pick that stuff up. So I just kind of left the lab and went, you know, into the more clinical trials part for, you know, away from.
Let me interrupt again. Do you ever hear about other colleagues or other people where there's bizarre illnesses? I mean, I know in Huntsville they were testing stuff illegally on the inmates, and then it got a bunch of guards sick and some died. That even came out in some Texas papers about 7-8 years ago. I mean, do you ever hear about stuff like that?
Yes, and I'll tell you about the Chinese incident. A friend of mine, and I had been talking to her about some different lab equipment that had alarms, you know, if the temperature dropped or blah, blah, blah. And so one day I called up and I said, well, where's Janet? And she goes, well, she quit. And I said, well, why? And she was working with a Chinese doctor who was still working. This was on the East Coast at a really big hospital out there. And he was still had very close ties to the Chinese government and Chinese researchers. And my friend was doing fertility research, you know, where you jam this, you know, for people jam the sperm right into the egg, you know, if it can't swim or, you know, things like that.
The gene gun.
Yeah, and it's called ICSI is what it is. And there's a reason you don't put non-swimming sperm into an egg, because then all their kids had cystic fibrosis. But so she quit, and I'm like, what is she doing? And she's like, she's selling, like, Century 21 real estate. And I'm like, what? You know, she was like this really big scientist. And the vagaries I got was that the Chinese scientist she was working with in Washington, D.C., was working with Chinese scientists. And basically, China can do abortions on women up until the, you know, pretty much delivery. And they were taking in female fetuses. You know, women are born with all the eggs we're going to have in our lifetime in the ovaries, but they don't really develop into eggs until we hit puberty. But they're all, like, their little pre-eggs. They were harvesting all of those and doing all sorts of genetic, you know, experiments on that and maturing them up and using them for, basically, they're using the parts of the fetus to do all this testing on. And what really freaked her out is they had, you know, you're talking about cows and fetuses and stuff like that. We're talking, like, 15 years ago, so who knows where they are now. But they had, like, living fetuses in tanks that they had genetically, you know, kind of grown up like horses and pigs and things like that. And they were, you know, basically having all these little things outside the womb growing in tanks. And it was gross, you know, because they'd be gulping whatever fluid they were in and things like that. But
okay, I lied. I'm not letting you go. We read blurbs about this. This has been in the mainstream news, but just a mention here, a mention there. You're saying at a laboratory in D.C. 15 years ago or in the early 1990s, Jesus, I can't handle this. And I'm sorry, I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm crying out to Jesus. I can't handle it anymore. Obviously, she couldn't. Describe little babies gulping in tanks. Now, this has all been admitted, but they never show it to anybody. Describe this hellish thing you're talking about.
Actually, they were animal fetuses. She didn't. She was so freaked out, she wouldn't even tell my other friend why she was so freaked out. She would only.
But you said it was in relation to human genetics.
Yeah, basically.
That's how they're getting around it. These were these chimeras?
Right. And that
they
I
were
don't
chimeras.
Know.
You're saying they were chimeras?
No, these were. They could have been chimeras, but they were just practicing growing fetuses up like with animals in tanks without using, you know, the female uterus.
Exotuchable tanks, yeah.
Yeah, and but they were harvesting these eggs, and, you know, they're, and on some level you can't really use those for, you know, like fertility, like if somebody needs an egg surrogate or something like that. But they were experimenting on ways of maturing them up, so they would have all this material.
Putting them into hormone baths and things like that?
Yeah, and I don't, who knows what else they were sticking them in, you know.
Oh, God.
But they were, but she was just freaked out at the, you know, how they were harvesting them, what late stage, you know, babies, basically, you know, if they're about to be, you know.
Because, so harvesting, know, human babies for their parts to then do this research, and then obviously trying to test how to keep them alive. Now, what else along these Dr. Maru lines did you ever run into or hear about?
Well, you know, sort of basically that, and it was kind of like, what were they, why, I mean, China has more than enough people. Why are they trying to grow, you know, fetuses or do all this genetic engineering with eggs, you know, and, you know, if they have an unlimited supply of eggs, you don't have to harvest them from an adult woman. You can just go straight to the fetus, and if you can mature them up, then you can take these eggs and inject whatever genetic structures or materials or, you know, DNA into them, and then maybe grow them up in a surrogate or grow them up in a tank. So,
well, no, that's what's admitted, is they say chimera embryos for implantation in host mammals.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what she's talking about is skipping using a cow or a pig as a host to gestate, but to just go straight to tanks.
Right. And they were, you know, in fact, my friend saw the little film. I should call her up and ask her where that film was that she saw that basically shows them growing up like horses. And she said she was totally grossed out because, you know, here's these little fetuses and tanks. It was like the X-Files, you know. And they, you know, they're alive, so they're moving around and stuff like that.
And Cynthia, this is the problem. Imagine what's going on in the underground bases and in the secret black op operations and what corporations are doing. And it's huge because in the mid-'80s, they tried to hire my dad and all the other, you know, top-of-the-class Baylor dentists and then oral surgeons for a secret government project. And I remember my dad saying, look, they're trying to hire a bunch of people, and they say it's a huge project, but it's secret. And so if I sign on, I'm not even sure what it is, but it's cybernetics. And it's not like my dad got chosen to be some super astronaut or something. It was, they were getting a lot of the top, you know, all the, trying to hire him. And he said no, because they didn't want to, we didn't want to move to Maryland. But my God, imagine how big this really is.
Right. And I mean, if this is the level she's at, because she was this person's research technician at this, you know, hospital in Washington, D.C., and she was just freaked out where they were getting the material to do these fertility studies on. And he was just getting it from China because he had all these, you know, he was Chinese and he had all these connections with the Chinese government. And
well, it's life extension research for the elite. We'll never even though this is horrible, dangerous, destroys, you know, human value. There is no doubt that the public will not even have access to it, not to mention the sin that's being committed doing it. But we won't even share in it, whatever's developed by it. We're going to end this interview now for the full InfoWars audience on the AM and FM shortwave satellite. We're going to say bye in this four-minute break, and we're going to come back and go to everybody's calls, Bob, Rod, Kathy, Sean, Murray, and everybody else. So stay with us, but stay there, Cynthia.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 26, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $885.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $911.37, $455.69 for half ounce, and $227.84 for quarter ounce. That's $911.37, $455.69, and $227.84.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar documents spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
Everybody knows.
You roll the dice. Know they're loaded.
The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Evil and corruption gets emboldened.
Everybody knows.
By not being caught, not being punished.
Everybody knows that the boat is
And in this society, the criminals run the asylum, and they're making us criminals. They're making things that have never been criminal, criminal. And they're making true criminal activities non-criminal. All right, I said I'd take calls. We're going to go to everybody here. And in fairness to everybody, let's move quickly. Bob in North Carolina, you're on the air, Bob.
No, that's Bob in North Dakota.
Okay, well, they told me North Carolina, but we'll just say you're calling from Timbuktu. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, pretty good. I think you've done a successful job, again, of proving that these global parasites are at work again, you and your guests. But how much longer are we going to tolerate this? Are we going to wait till they show up to our houses? I've been listening to you, Mac. Actually, your program is part of our homeschooling. And I would really like to start hearing more militia leaders. This can't be tolerated much longer because, as it is with me, I've already had CPS come to the house 3 different times, and it's not going to be too much longer before we have to whack somebody.
Well, they in the past, the states always wanted to take children. I mean, they tried to come kill Jesus. They tried to come kill Moses. And if you look at other societies, they were always coming and taking your kids to kill them. The state always wants to take your kids, make them slaves, make them soldiers, kill them. And they would never do that here because parents would go crazy on them. But we were domesticated and prepared to hand our children over to them. And, yeah, they've banned homeschooling in California. They are harassing. People are fleeing the state. They're trying to ban it everywhere. CPS workers are getting whacked. And, you know, you got scumbag neighbors that think it's illegal that your children aren't at school. And you might, before you whack somebody, you might just want to move. I know it's hard to move, but move. It's probably a wicked neighbor. Do you have a wicked neighbor next door?
Oh, it's the banker, the judge, and the city council member that I'm warring with because I own probably the largest amount of land in town.
But, oh, you know, that's it. Well, you need to go confront them at city council and let them know you're aware. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we videotape them. They openly break the law. They don't care. I mean, this has got to the point now. It's like you just said. You know, they outlawed homeschooling in California. Yeah, they illegally did this. Everything they're doing is illegal. You have many listeners. All they want to do is talk, talk, talk. The talking is over. It's coming to an end very quickly. They better be organized, and they better know how to fight. Because when these parasites come to your door, and you and your little kids are packing AKs, they kind of find a different way to go about things. And that's what's going to happen in this country before very long. I just am getting tired of people just talking.
How dare you say it's bad for them to knowingly put HIV and hepatitis in the vaccines publicly and kill millions? How dare you say it's wrong for them to take babies and use their parts? You're evil, okay? The government...
Yeah,
using baby parts is good.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely will tell you that. You know, if you try to protect your kids, oh, we got a protective daddy here. Oh, we got a I got a protective daddy. He'll cap you and won't think twice about it. You know, but the thing is, if your listeners are not part of an organized militia, they are not following the Bill of Rights, and they are not being patriotic in any way, shape, or form.
Well,
we cannot tolerate this.
Listen, my job is being a beacon or a lighthouse. And we're here to inform people about what's going on. That's my job. And a lot of people say, hey, let's start shooting. It's not my job to call for that. That is not what I'm calling for. I put out the info, and then you make what decisions you think best. I know this. We're turning the corner on the info war. People are listening and paying attention like they never have before. And so I know that things are getting dark. Things are getting bad. This government's illegitimate and criminal. I know that. I don't want to see things flare up into violence because that escalates things. But I certainly don't blame people that defend themselves or can't be pushed anymore. And so I certainly hear what you're saying, sir. I understand the mindset that you've got, and I understand the feeling of having being cornered, and you've got some great ancestors. You know, this country's a great nation. Our forebears were amazing. Every historian from foreign countries said that. And we're a shadow of what we were, but you know what? That shadow is still greater than most people on this planet. And we are going to kick the new world orders. But my job is to wake up as many people as I can and then let the chips fall where they may. Okay?
And that's why I'm asking, can you have more militia leaders on the radio?
Listen, I appreciate your call. I mean, I play militia people on the air. I've interviewed them. I even told Trey this week to set up some more people. And the problem is that's a... Recommending people go get into an organized militia. Those are infiltrated. Those are being watched. That's a very dangerous thing for me to recommend people get involved in. I recommend you have a shooting club with people you trust, and you train in that shooting club to defend the Republic. That's what I recommend. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming for the New World Order, throwing ourselves against the juggernaut machinery, coming up the treads, climbing up on the turret, blowing the lid off and throwing in truth bomb granados into the enemy sanctums. Watch it smoke and fire belch out of their machinery, discrediting and smashing the frontline propagandists, crawling all over them. Intensifying, opening the prison gates and releasing the people, unlocking their minds. They call it viral spread in the InfoWar, and we certainly are planting viral bombs that release liberty and freedom. And then we self-replicate and create more. The enemy already is lost, and they know it. Thanks to all your incredible work. I don't know how I'll end up personally. I'm just a truth virus that was way down the line and was injected into some good tissue and mass-produced the good stuff, and now I see many generations of our operation out there from the point I'm at, looking out over the vista, looking out over the plateau, looking out at the valleys and hills beyond me as the enemy force burns as they're exposed. It is absolutely amazing to see it. It is history. It is destiny. And I am so honored to be just a little part of this. It is you that sets the freedom free. It is you by taking action. I want to get into the financial news here, and there is a lot of it, but let's quickly take a few more calls. Kathy in Virginia, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, thank you, Alex. You know, these people think they're going to evolve into higher gods, but they have to face their creator and give an accounting for every thought, every word, and every deed. And the listener should never forget that white throne judgment that's waiting for these people. That's my comment. My question is, you said something during the interview with Cynthia, and then you kind of glossed over it. Expand upon it. You said that they're targeting illegal immigrants for some kind of vaccine.
Well, yeah, they go to them, and they have Spanish speakers that, you know, take them in for really dangerous stuff. They would do it on foster kids, and they still do, but they got in trouble killing foster kids. And there's drug tests on the illegals. The illegals, you know, come and sign up for it because, you know, they want 10 grand, 5 grand, 4 grand, 3 grand. The really bad ones are like 10 grand, might be a month-long study, and they die. I mean, but see, it's contract. Sign here, and, you know, the poor guy wants to send it back to grandma in southern Mexico, and they should kill him better than a hammer.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet, but you'll never hear the Mexican leaders, the black leaders, the white leaders. They won't warn their people. They'll just flap a Mexican flag in their face and, ha, 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 we're going to get the gringo. And then they tell the gringos, ha, 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 we're going to get the blacks. Vote for John McCain. When they're attacking all of us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, talking to Cynthia earlier about people getting sick at these labs and all the weird stuff that goes on. Yeah, it's like jail guards all over the country doing bio tests with the doctors. On the prisoners, and then the jail guards get sick and die in some cases. I mean, that happened at Huntsville. That ended up in a local paper. Their families got sick and died. It isn't funny. The jail guards thought it was funny. Testing stuff on whole cell blocks, but see, it got you too. That's how it works. You don't have to wait till the white throne judgment to be judged. You'll be judged in this life. You better know that. Let me tell you, man, I do not do anything immoral. Sometimes I do something immoral and catch myself, and then don't just repent. I try to rectify it. I mean, I know, man. I'm like, God-fearing doesn't mean you're some cowardly person hiding under a toadstool afraid of shadows. God-fearing means you fear God's law. God-fearing means you know you break laws, you pay, and you pay in this life. And by the way, the law is written on your heart. You know when something's wrong, and you know when something's good. I want to start preaching at people. I just feel sorry for those that are into wickedness and don't even know it, because they think they found power, they think they found enlightenment, they think they found Valhalla, and they haven't. They have found a fraud. They are stunted. And I don't even hate my enemies anymore and enemies of humanity. It's disgusting. It's like looking at a pile of crap on the ground. I don't particularly want to look at it. And I watch the wicked revel in their evil. And they're reveling in their own destruction. It is folly. Let's go to Sean in California. You're on the air, Sean.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling basically to inform your listeners of some action that my community has created. We started deprogram.net. It's a website. It's deprogram.net.
Well, let me just tell you something.
Go ahead.
The only problem is when every post on both of my sites, every story had that site over and over again, you know, I banned that word. And why? Because there's no spamming. And I don't care if somebody goes into a message board and says, I have a website, it's cool, check it out. But when it's in every post, I mean, here's an example. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. We have a box on, is it InfoWars or Prison Planet? On Prison Planet, the new Prison Planet, where it shows the last 5 or 6 posts. Because we want people, what they have to say, whether it's Alex Jones' scumbag piece of filth, we leave that up. Or, hey, check out this great news story. Or check out this bill, because we want what you have to say to be seen. So we didn't censor people saying, you know, Alex Jones is a piece of filth and needs this and that. But when we have a few rules posted there, and when I would look and see all 6 or 7, whatever it is, you know, of the top posts, nothing but check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. It was ruining the discussion, and after a month of that, my listeners demanded that that be done. So now you're calling in on the show, and imagine if every call was you plugging theprogram.net. And see, I don't mind you plugging it. It's the way you were doing it. I mean, is this the person that was doing that on my website?
No, it's not. It's one of the persons from the community just decided that that was the best route to go.
Well, it's not the best route, and I appreciate your call, okay? Say whatever you want about me, but, I mean, you know, have just a modicum of respect for the people posting in there. Okay, and I'm not trying to make enemies here. You really irritate me, and I let people call in here and plug. We don't screen your calls, you know, that ruined that function on the main page. Now that I've mentioned it, people will go and do the same thing. I mean, we literally have almost no moderation on there. We've caught people on there, you know, posting links to horrible criminal things, and then the same IP address posting above it going, look at this, I'm calling the police. And it's the same person. So I'm not going to get into it with people. You know what? I'm going to take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Manny in PA. Manny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call. First, I want to thank you for being a beacon of light that's attracting these people who are asleep and waking them up. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I want to keep it short. I have some information that I've come across that I would like to share with you, but I cannot put it on the air. So I don't know if you can put me on hold and I can give you a number, and maybe you can speak to me then.
Well, sir, I've just got corruption pouring out of my email box you couldn't believe. I mean, I don't particularly – I mean, you can tell us generalities about it.
No, this is actually very, very personal. I'm actually putting myself at risk.
But no one knows. I mean, what's it pertain to?
It's pertaining to you. That's why I don't want to speak about it on the air.
Well, I get hundreds of calls and emails a day, people saying, I've got to talk to you. It's personal. People out front the office doing it. I don't have time for it. Are people saying, you've got to call me or I'll commit suicide? Well, I don't give into that. You know, people do what they've got to do. I mean, I can't. I've got 50 things I've got to do when I get off air today, so I don't have time to personal. Does it have to do with me?
Yes, personally with you, yes.
I mean, what do you mean specifically personally with me?
Basically an attack on you that I'm trying to give you the heads up on.
Well, I mean, line up, man. It's around the block, the attacks. I mean, is it specifically someone locally?
Someone around you. I really don't want to put it on the air. That's all it is. It's just like one minute of your time.
Okay, Manny. I wanted to skip the next break, but put Manny on hold. Don't let me forget. And at the end of the show, I will talk to you, Manny, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate the heads up. But, I mean, I know, sir, the dirty tricks, the attacks, people have no idea. I mean, I've got to be nice to people that play like they're a victim here locally when they have their family come over and do stuff to our cars out here in the parking lot. You know, I mean, I hold back. You have no idea. And I don't feel sorry for myself. This is what I asked for. This is what I signed up for. I don't even people thanking me for what I do, because how could I not know this and not fight with everything I've got? I shrink to know what the latest thing will be. It's just incredible. The worst thing is people that attack you also get very ingenious about it. Like, they'll attack you, but then make it that it's an attack on themselves and just watch all these fools buy it. It doesn't matter. I know the truth, and that's what matters. And again, this is a cult of personality society. It's a celebrity-driven society, and I am a celebrity. And it's a responsibility, and it's got more negatives than it has positives, I'll tell you that. Look, you know what? I don't have time to take any more calls from a bunch of other people because we're just out of time, and I've got to cover the financial news. I covered a bunch of it, too, in the first hour, but there's been some new developments. One of the big ones is the story from Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Greenspan Bernanke should be criminally charged. Congressman says civil unrest or meltdown could lead to martial law. And it's just an incredible article. Everybody needs to read this. Everybody needs to know this. He's highly respected. The tens of millions of Ron Paul supporters, a lot of them that think that there's no martial law, there's no FEMA camps, you know, they're kind of mainline Republicans. They need to see this because this will wake them up, you know, to a great deal of people. Very important story there. Some of the other news that I have on the financial end. Former Kissinger policy planner, CFR member, calls for New World Order monetary authority. And reading this article that just went up from Steve at Infowars.net, former Wall Street exec wants bailout and more, much, much more. A Council on Foreign Relations member and foreign policy planner under prominent Bilderberg, Henry Kissinger, has penned a piece in the Financial Times of London calling for a new global monetary authority. By the way, I've had these guys on. They all know who I am. That's not fun. That's creepy. That would have the power to monitor all national financial authorities and all large global financial companies. Now, what did I tell you years ago? Use the phony drug war to build the police state, then stage terror attacks to expand it against everybody, and then stage more terror attacks, launch wars, have a financial collapse, and then have a world government body that is private and runs a global carbon tax and more. And here it is. Even if the U.S. massive financial rescue operation succeeds, it should be followed by something even more far-reaching, the establishment of a global monetary authority. See, to control your offshore banks, your money. It's the OECD that came out of Reconstruction in Europe. They don't want, they call it tax havens. They call the U.S. a tax haven. So global government run by the banks. And it goes on, writes Jeffrey Gretton, another former managing director of Lehman Brothers. So they engineer it, and then they say, give us total power. Gretton, now a professor of business at Yale, served on policy planning staff for Kissinger during the time of Secretary of State. He also served in White House Council on International Economic Policy under Nixon administration, and went on to become the Undersecretary of Commerce and International Trade under Bill Clinton. And there's a whole bunch of them calling for a global economic order and a system and just absolutely out of control. That story also up on PrisonPlanet.com. With the markets right now, they've been going up and down all day long. And the biggest bank in U.S. history, one of the five largest, has now gone under. We broke the record a few weeks ago, of the then biggest bank in U.S. history to go under. WaMu has now dwarfed that last night and today. Watchman Mutual is seized, sold off to J.P. Morgan, largest failure in U.S. banking history. And again, it's been taken over by J.P. Morgan Chase, which the federal government regulators made it be handed over to the main stockholder in the private Federal Reserve. So this is an orchestrated takeover, and now they're set to give the Treasury with the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, above government power and no oversight. It states that. And House GOP will oppose any bailout of Wall Street. Just incredible. So it's only $1.9 billion, they're saying, in failed assets of hundreds of billions at Washington Mutual. But the government is going to bail out J.P. Morgan just to take over all of its assets. I mean, you've got something worth hundreds and hundreds of billions, and they just get it for almost nothing. It just handed over. I mean, see what's happening? These are just bank robberies. You've got the private bankers, a key coterie, an inner circle controlling the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, and they're just grabbing and snatching with their regulators unto themselves as they get bigger in front of everyone. And in the process, the United States credit's being destroyed. You know, Reuters reporting that Germany, Japan, China talking about pulling out. China saying, telling its banks don't give any more loans to any U.S. companies or U.S. banks. It's imploding. But they don't care. That's the plan. And as things get even worse, it's a fire sale. They can buy it up for pennies on the dollar. House Republicans pledged to work out an agreement on some kind of financial rescue plan, but vowed to oppose any proposal bailout of Wall Street. America's on the edge of an economic crisis, House Majority Leader Bonner said. We believe Congress needs to act and needs to act quickly, but we will not agree to bail the shell that sells taxpayers out to Wall Street. But then you watch their plan, Will. They're just playing the part of it. They're not. You watch that by next week. I want to go to Ted Anderson for the balance of the transmission and go through some more financial news with him. You know, Ted, people would think you and I'd be happy right now being right about gold exploding in prices over 100-something bucks in the last week, and we'd be right about all these banks that were going to fail and all this happening over the years. I'm not happy. I'm sick. I'm upset. I'm disgusted. I'm freaked out. Tell us, you've been doing some economic research. What's going on right now, Ted Anderson?
Well, again, today is a banner day as far as failures are concerned. National, Citicorp, Wachovia, and you already mentioned Washington Mutual.
More. Yeah, that's right. More failed today. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh yeah, it's like a domino right now. They're falling right and left. Jesus. And of course, then the government's going in and they're having this argument as to whether or not we should put $700 billion of newly printed money.
And it's really $5 trillion, Bloomberg.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it, Alex. It's going to be way bigger than $700 billion. And the national debt right now is only $9 trillion. $700 billion is close to $1 trillion. That's more than 10% of the entire national debt at this time. You get to $5 trillion. You're increasing the money supply by 50%. What do you think is going to happen to the value of the money you have? It's just going to go right into the floor. It's insanity. If they pass this thing, it's going to hurt us. If they don't pass it, it's going to hurt us. We just have trouble. There's no question about it right now. You got to be getting involved in the gold and silver market. Get away from the paper. At this time, get away from the paper. I can't say it enough. Get away from paper. You're going to get killed.
Well, I can't imagine. Gold's up $3.90 from yesterday. A new plateau of right up close to 900 in the last week. I don't know how anyone out there would not move away from paper so fast. I mean, it should be Speedy Gonzalez. We're going to skip this break.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAY Smile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will. Oh, man is invented.
All right, final segment with Ted Anderson. I've been bringing him up every day in the last week or so because I believe in gold and silver. I know it's way undervalued and artificially suppressed, but it's still gone up over $110 in the last week and a half. As we go into this winter, no matter where these bailouts go, it signals the death of the dollar. What the elite's doing signals that global hyperinflation, coupled with a real economy depression. That is, you got prices going up and people not selling things. The total manipulation, they didn't even believe you could have stagflation until the 70s. The economists had said it didn't exist. They had to make up a word for it. Only in this la-la land, because this is not a free market. Ted, give people the gold and silver offer of the day that you're going to be able to hold throughout the weekend for people to call.
All right, here's what I'm going to do throughout this whole weekend. I don't care where the price of gold goes in the aftermarket. I'm going to hold these prices. I suggest that you take advantage of them. Right now, I still have the British Sovereign. It's 241. Gold's up today. That was the same price I offered them for yesterday. I also have the franc coin. They're at 196. Again, that's the franc coin that was made in France, Belgium, Switzerland. Those are the ones that were traded in Europe. Very common coin. Very good to have for trade, commerce. Silver, again, I can't say it enough. The walking liberties are gone. There are still some dimes available. I would suggest those at $1,600 per $100 face value. Alex, the when you see the manipulation, when you see the price of gold and silver dropping, it's because there's the futures market is being sold. But the physical market, the futures market is all paper and it's all leverage. But the physical market itself, when people are buying this gold and silver, they buy it and they take delivery and they don't sell it again. The supplies are drying up. You can look anywhere. It's drying up, and I suggest that you get involved while you still can. You were saying that you believe in gold and silver. What I can't, you know, the people are finally realizing the fairy tale that's been sold to them, that actual paper represents real wealth. It doesn't. The United States dollar only has value because at one time it was backed by gold and silver. In 1971, Richard Nixon separated the U.S. dollar from gold entirely.
And that way they could devalue it and try to keep that secret. And it's been the policy going back to Volcker and before to keep it secret. Ted, give them the toll-free number. Oh, what's the deal on silver today?
Right now, best thing on silver, there's hands down. The dimes are the best thing in silver you can get into right now.
And you're having trouble getting dollars and half dollars, so you can only offer the great deal now on dimes. I mean, that's running out.
Silver dollars are running up there around 20 bucks a piece. I can get you into the same amount of silver for $16.
Do you have dollars at the higher price
you
if
can,
folks want them?
Sure, if you want them. If you want silver dollars, I do have them.
All right, the dimes, the dollars. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, though, to get specials on them. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-686-2237. And the brokers are going to be there. They're there almost all the time. Sometimes they'll all be gone at lunch. But during the day, as this re-airs on the Internet and some AM and FM stations out there, you can over the weekend, you can certainly call them up until 10, 11, 12 at night, 1-800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate, 1-800-686-2237. There is going to become a time, the way this depression is lining up, where it's going to be very hard to get gold and silver at any price. Ted, do you agree that that's going to be the case?
Oh, yeah, and there's no question about it because supply is getting too tight. There's a lot of companies right now that can't even take your order if you want to place an order.
800-686-2237. Great deals on it at below what it's even selling for today. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. Have a great weekend. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the AM&FM dial and on the web at InfoWars.com. I had an incredible whistleblower on for 2.5 hours. And a lot of other key guests and information. I did an hour of economic analysis at the start of the show, and that restarts one place right now on the streams and at the podcast at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.